Hi, and thanks for clicking in to another episode of If the Phrase Fits. Today's show is all about phrases and other expressions that come from the writings of William Shakespeare. First, though, I want to tell you a knock-knock joke. If you are unfamiliar with knock-knock jokes, they usually involve two people. One person begins by saying knock-knock, like he or she is knocking on a door, right? The other person plays along by saying, "Who's there?" And then the first person says the joke and goes on from there. Okay, here's a knock-knock joke for you, and because there's only one of me, I'm going to pretend to be two people, a man and a woman. Yeah, well, sort of a woman, I guess. I got this one off the internet.
Knock-knock.
That's the woman. Who's there? That's me.
Colleen.
Colleen who?
Colleen up your room. It's a mess.
Yeah. Knock-knock jokes are mostly for kids, and they are basically just plays on words. So here, the girl's name is Colleen. Sounds a bit like clean. Well, a lot like clean, if you say it right. So it's Colleen up your room. Clean up your room. Get it? Yeah, of course you get it. I know I'm kind of explaining the obvious here. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm telling you a knock-knock joke in an episode about expressions created by Shakespeare. Well, the great British writer told a lot of those knock-knock jokes. He was wild at a party. No, I'm kidding there. But many people... No, he didn't do that. No, he didn't tell knock-knock jokes. But many people think the idea that saying knock-knock, who's there, may have come from a Shakespearean play. The classic. Well, I mean, what Shakespeare play isn't the classic, I suppose. Macbeth, written in the early 1600s. Now, as the website No Sweat Shakespeare explains, I like that name, the phrase appears in the tragic play Macbeth in a scene that has a bit of a comic element to it. In that scene, Macbeth has just murdered the king. That's not the comic element, no. That's the tragic element. And the expression, knock, knock, who's there, is said by a servant, who's kind of comedic, who hears knocking at the gate just after the murder, right? Okay, here's the second common expression inspired by Shakespeare. What's done is done. That simply means you can't change the past. It's usually said to help someone accept that there's no use worrying about what's already happened. In other words, stop thinking about it and regretting it because, well, it can't be changed. For example, let's say a woman, we'll call her Cindy, buys an expensive glass decoration. She loves it. But one day she drops it, clumsy, and it breaks. And this really makes her mad and sad, really. And she can't stop thinking and talking about how stupid she was to drop the beautiful glass decoration. Her boyfriend might say, "What's done is done. There's no use crying about it." And that just makes Cindy hate him. Men, right? Always trying to give advice to women. Well, that's what we do. Anyway, where does this phrase originate from? As it turns out, it's also from Shakespeare's play Macbeth. Yeah, bonus. Lady Macbeth, that's Macbeth's wife, urges her husband, Macbeth. As you'll recall, he killed the king so he could become king. I didn't include that part, but he did it to become king himself. So Lady Macbeth urges Macbeth to stop feeling so guilty and to stop being so shocked by what he did. However, Macbeth, he's got a conscience. He's got a conscience. Yeah. Hope he's conscious. Anyway, well, maybe if he was unconscious, he wouldn't have committed that murder. Anyway, however, Macbeth is unable to do that, and he's tortured throughout the play by the murder. Right, now, here's the third and final expression related to Shakespeare for this episode. It comes from a different play, though. It's also a tragedy. The phrase is a wild goose chase. Now, today, a wild goose chase means doing something that leads to no result. For instance, let's say the police get a tip about a murder. However, the tip is false. If the police try to follow that tip, and it leads to nothing, which it would if it's false, you could say the police went on or followed a wild goose chase. I guess went on is better than followed. You don't follow a chase. Sometimes that's what happens when I'm researching this podcast. I'll get an idea about a good idiom, but when I try to discover the origin for it, I can't find much at all. So for me, doing that research is kind of a wild goose chase. No matter how hard I try, I can't find enough good information about the origin of the phrase, and that happens a lot. So I usually decide to choose a different one. And sometimes that different one ends up being a wild goose chase too. Yeah, I'm not complaining. Maybe I am. I guess I am. But that's life. So if a wild goose chase doesn't come from Macbeth, like the other two idioms I discussed, where does it come from? According to the sites I checked, including one called A2ZAnimals.com, it could be found in Romeo and Juliet, where the character Mercutio uses it to... Wait a minute. Is that Mercutio or Mercutio? I better look that up. That's the sound of me doing my research in a book, flipping the pages. No, I'm doing it again, and I'm just making a joke. It's a sound effect. I'm really looking on the internet. Here it is. Let's check it.
Mercutio.
Ah, I was right. I mean, I was wrong, but I was right to question myself. I guess I should do that. Mercutio. Okay, Mercutio is Romeo's friend, and he says in that play, Romeo and Juliet, that he uses that phrase, and he uses it in the context of saying that it would be a wild goose chase to try and beat Romeo in a battle of wits, like to be more clever than Romeo, because Romeo's, smarter than him. It's interesting to note that in Shakespeare's time, a wild goose chase was a competition in which horses followed a rider ahead of the horses. Apparently, the rider in front was used to encourage the horses to run fast after him. However, the rider was too far ahead of the horses to ever be caught. They couldn't catch up. So, in other words, the horses were in a wild goose chase, right? Okay, time now to review the three phrases in this Shakespearean episode. The first was "knock, knock, who's there?" from Macbeth, and many think that line is the origin of all those bad knock, knock jokes. Thanks, Shakespeare. Then there was "what's done is done," used to tell people to accept the things that have already happened. They can't be changed. Like "knock, knock, who's there?" "What's done is done" is found in Shakespeare's play Macbeth. Finally, I examined the expression wild goose chase, which means trying to accomplish something that basically either leads nowhere or can't be done at all. It comes from Romeo and Juliet. Time now to say goodbye. Ah, parting is such sweet sorrow. Ah, that's another Shakespearean line that is also from Romeo and Juliet. As dictionary.com reminds us, it's said by Juliet to Romeo. That site notes the couple's sad parting is also sweet because it makes them think about the next time they will see each other. That's the sweet part, the next time, and the sadness is, saying goodbye. Now, I hope you feel the same way about my podcast. I didn't mean to get so personal there. Oh, and I almost forgot to thank you for listening and to thank Zapsplat.com for the sound and music. Bye-bye. Oh, wait. Here's another knock-knock joke to end this episode. Now, again, two people. First one's a woman, right? Because there's a name here. Ivana is the name of a woman, so I'm going to go with the woman first.
Knock-knock.
Who's there? That was the woman, by the way. Who's there? That's me.
Ivana.
Ivana who?
Ivana go.
Ivana, I wanna. Get it?